producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, quote, well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, you know who you are. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to jump on the radio with us at any time over the next 2 hours, you have us for 2 hours, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, before I get into this, because there's so much to talk about today, I just want to let you know that we're going to pick up where we left off last Saturday, but I want to highlight something that I was talking about on the radio show yesterday. Yesterday, I was actually going over the dog and pony show concerning the presidential debates. Shameful conduct. The American people settling for these presidential candidates with all their bad fruits that they have borne throughout the years as we look at the records. For the most part, not all of them, but for the most part. And interestingly enough, the American people are settling for the fact that these presidential candidates are talking about what they're going to do for the American people when, in fact, they have no constitutional authority. They're out of their scope of authority to actually lay to your candor, friends, that they have any business in the first place. Let me say it this way. They're out of their scope of authority. It's called overreaching. They have no lawful constitutional authority to meddle with the affairs. But again, the American people settle for it. Well, they're going to always get away with what the things that they do, friends, and that's exactly what they're getting away with, exactly what you let them get away with. And that's, of course, the presidential candidates of the day. What's also interesting to note is I highlighted the fact that they're politicians and not statesmen. Keep in mind, statesmen, friends, work for the people as representatives. Politicians work for special interest groups. And no wonder why they're talking about unconstitutional issues all day long. Obamacare, the gun debate, homosexuality, so on and so forth. Friends, they have no business in those affairs whatsoever. There's lines between church and state barring the government from the things that they're doing today to the American people, not the other way around. We're going to get to that in just a little bit as well. But friends, what I want you to know is concerning the dog and pony show again, concerning the presidential debates that we've been watching, folks, the circus. And do keep in mind when CNN and MSNBC and any of these other outlets are actually highlighting the presidential debates, they mean to spoon feed these candidates, friends, to cause them to go at it one with another. I think contention is good because when we look in Scripture, it tells us that we're to contend for the faith, and it's good that we see this, but the issues that they're debating over, again, friends, are unconstitutional. I mean, and that's what's shameful to the American people, because the American people, for some reason or another, believe that it's okay that the government comes in and steps into these affairs and actually helps the people create jobs or gives them health care. Again, friends, unconstitutional. They have no business whatsoever in these affairs. It was also interesting to note, friends, that the modern politicians are simply giving forth answers that, again, the American people want to hear rather than what the American people should hear. They're appealing to your lusts, friends. Government has its hands into so many things. in the businesses, in whatsoever. They have no part to be a part, and yet again, they're there. And friends, what I want to do is I want to get back to this really quick, because I only got about 3 minutes on this piece. It's interesting to note that those that actually served we the people in the United States of America, for example, for those that did not know, the Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office, they had to say, I do profess faith in God the Father and in Jesus Christ his only Son and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. These are the constitutional requirements, friends. See what they've left off? And see now what they're doing is they're talking about the issues that they have no business in. Pennsylvania's constitution, I do believe in one God, the creator, the governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good, and the punisher of the wicked. Is that what you're seeing government do today? No, you're seeing just the exact opposite. Yesterday during the radio break, I noticed that the propagandists through the conservative news outlets were actually, isn't it interesting how you actually hear the government indicting somebody all the time, friends? The government is always indicting somebody, and yes, that's their purpose, but isn't it interesting when it comes to the government officials that have been entrusted by we the people to serve we the people? Isn't it interesting how they're never indicted? Has anybody been paying attention to these things? See how things are backwards? They put light for darkness and darkness for light? Folks, Proverbs 29:2 tells us that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And that's why the American people are mourning today. Let me give you another one. Massachusetts' constitution is along the same lines. North Carolina's constitution is along the same lines. No person who shall deny the being of God or the truth, the Christian religion, or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom, safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place or trust of the prophet in the civil department within the state. Folks, these were the constitutional requirements. It was required by the people who are the law, said Thomas Jefferson in this country, to tell the truth, to stay in within the confines of the enumerated constitution and the laws found within. Folks, not outside. And now you see, because they've left off their oath to Jesus Christ, folks, if they can't be faithful to God, how do you expect them to be faithful to you? They live a lie, and yet you expect them to tell you the truth in the process? And friends, what should scare the H-E double hockey sticks out of you more than anything is all these people doing everything within their power, speaking of the presidential candidates again, doing everything within their power to achieve the White House. They will sell their soul to get into position of power to rule over the people. Yesterday's show was based on either going to be ruled by the Bible or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. For some reason, the American people find it within themselves to settle for the bayonet. And I know that's not the majority of the people or the will of the majority of the people. Well, then I say to the majority, the will of the people, to the will of the people, respond. Do something about the issues at hand. Because if we can do that, then guess what? We will be liberated by the great liberator who said, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, folks, that's what I wanted to highlight. I could go on that topic for the rest of the hour here, but I don't have time for that. I have to stay on course. And what I want to do after the break is I want to get back to the topic of what we were talking about last week. What is the message that's being, well, actually shared with thousands of people, shared thousands of times with millions of people across the country, from high schools to colleges to churches to television to radio to prisons, you name it, folks, we've done it. We've got the hat and we've got the t-shirt. When we come back, we're going to get back to topic and we're going to get back on course. It will be part two of last week's show. Get ready, because I am going to lay a whole lot of information on your table in just a couple minutes. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can call in at any time over the next 2 hours, actually an hour and 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, do keep in mind this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. I also want to point you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com for a news outsource, friends. We actually have a website set up that shows you not only the problem, but also gives you the constitutional and first and foremost the biblical answers to the issues at hand. So you can understand what David meant when he said, "Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay. Put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings." sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to tell you thank you very much for making us the number one radio show across America on Saturdays, Genesis Communication Networks. Again, thank you very much for making us the number one radio show, and we appreciate your listenership because I believe that you listen for the very purpose that you're getting the knowledge so we can actually fight the good fight of faith with the hope that has been placed in our hearts by the Christ so we can receive the results and resolve that God desires for this country. He's known by the judgments that he executes, friends, and we all understand in this country that justice is the guardian of liberty. So, let's get back to this. Last Saturday, we had spent some time on Ever Wonder Why, meanings that actually contradict one another. And we had a little fun with that. And then we talked about Hollywood and control of people by entertainment. Tame, derived from entertain, means to stop from entering in. And remember what Caesar said. He said, "Give men a piece of bread and a spectacle and entertain them, and I can do whatever I want to do with them." And it's also interesting to note that we highlighted how G-rated films outsell 12 times R-rated films. And friends, I shared with you last week that it's not about the money. It's about the indoctrination. Because if I can demoralize you, friends, guess what? I can control you. In other words, if I can get your allegiance away from your Creator, who said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me," and who also pointed his finger to his Son, where we know that there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved, keep in mind, he is the Savior from sin, Matthew 1:21. He's also the author and the finisher of our faith. When we part from him, well, guess what? We get what we've got coming. He'll turn that nation into hell. Aside of that, we also talked about how G-rated films, again, make an average of $92.3 million. Why R-rated films make an average of $17.9 million. As I said, it's not about the money. Then we went through national laws and landmarks, where there is no denial as to who we are and the history of America. And then we talked about the democracy of or republic and how a majority of young people in this country believe that we're a democracy. We also highlighted the fact that president after president after president since Ronald Reagan has continuously inundated the American people with the fact that we are a democracy when the opposite is true. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. In other words, we're ruled by law, not by opinion. Then we went on, friends, and we talked about the... Oh, my goodness. There's just so much in front of me. As a matter of fact, let me do this. Going to Hollywood real quick. This is the information I wanted to share with you. I have it right in front of me. I wanted to kind of go through a little bit, speaking of Hollywood again, before we get back on track here, the provisions of the code. The Motion Picture Production Code was the set industry censorship guidelines which governed the production of the vast majority of the United States motion pictures released by major studios from 1930 to 1968. Guess who forfeited duty in 1968 concerning the vetting of movies before they were released on the population in the United States of America? You got it. It was the professed church that used to vet movies before being released on the population. In America, the Motion Pictures Producers and Distributors Association, MPPDA, which later became the Motion Picture Association of America, MPAA, adopted the code in 1930, began effectively enforcing it in 1934, and abandoned it in 1968 in favor of the subsequent MPAA film rating system. Now, folks, I'm giving you the specifics concerning where this information is coming from because we got a lot of ankle biters out there. We got a lot of bloggers. We call them ground feeders that they try to catch me on everything I say. And I just want to tell you, thank you so much for the job that you do, because I'll tell you what, talking about due diligence to make sure that I give the people what is needed, I always give to the people the information, and I also lay to your candor friends to cross-check everything I'm saying. So that's why I'm making verifiable references. I want you to cross-check the information that I'm giving you. Okay, so let's go back to this. So the provisions of the code, the production code enumerated three general principles as follows. Number one, no picture shall be produced, speaking of movies, that will lower the moral standards of those who see it. Did you hear what I said? These were laws within this country, friends, through provisions of the code. No Hollywood movie to be released on the people shall be produced that will lower the moral standards of those who see it. And what's the moral standard? God's moral law. Hence, the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown in the sight of crime, wrongdoing, evil, or sin. Folks, what are they doing today? Just exactly what the law forbids. Number two is the correct standards of life, subject only to the requirements of drama and entertainment, shall be presented. Number three is this, law, natural or human, read the Declaration of Independence, shall not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its violation. Folks, do you realize that you live in a country today, America, where more sympathy is shown for the criminal than it is for the victim? It's called backwards judgment. You want the answer? Read again Isaiah 59. So let's go through some of these specific restrictions which were spelled out as particular applications of these principles. So, nakedness and suggestive dances were prohibited. Did you hear what I said? Nakedness and suggestive dances were completely prohibited. What do you see today coming out of Hollywood that doesn't promote just that? The ridicule of religion was forbidden, Christianity, and ministers of Christianity were not to be represented as comic characters or as villains. The depiction of illegal drugs was forbidden, as well as the use of liquor when not required by the plot or for proper characterization. Now Hollywood teaches you exactly how to commit the crime. Folks, even if you go to programs in public schools now, we have one in Minnesota here called MEDA, or you can go back to DARE. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit here, too. Hopefully we get to it today. If not, it'll be the part three, which will come up next week. But interestingly enough, did you know that eighth graders that actually went through the DARE program, actually they found out through a Michigan study, Michigan University found out that drug use concerning marijuana use skyrocketed after they went through the DARE program. Of course it did. Because the more I tell the kids not to do something, the more I tell the young people not to do something, guess what they want to do? When I do high school assemblies, they shout back to me, I want to do what you told me not to do. Wow. Folks, the law is spiritual, I am carnal, Romans 7. When the commandment comes, sin revives. So the more I tell a carnal man what not to do, guess what he wants to do? He wants to do what you told him not to do. And it's not the law's fault. Hey, folks, when I look at the mirror, is it the mirror's fault for showing me my spots? No. That's what the law does, is it shows you your spots, and it shows you your disease within called sin, that you might have a need for the great physician. Remember Jesus said, he said, those that are well, they have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. That's what the law does, is it drives them to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, where you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Going on. Methods of crime, say cracking, arson, smuggling, were not to be explicitly presented in a movie. References to alleged sex perversion, such as homosexuality and venereal disease, were forbidden, and were depictions of childbirth. Really? Well, what are they doing today, friends? Brokeback Mountain, Harvey Milk, fornication, homosexuality, adultery. I mean, folks, the other day I was in a restaurant, and I looked up, and as I looked up, of course, there is the good old soap operas that they have been pushing on the American people for how many years in this country, how many decades? Teaching moms and dads how to cheat on each other. How to get away with murder through lying. I mean, folks, it's so over the top sick. I don't know what people don't understand. I mean, and folks, this is exactly what they're promoting through Hollywood and television on a 24/7 basis. I want to tell you something, friends. What they're doing on television is completely illegal. Now, who are they trying to ostracize? Those that speak out against it by calling it hate speech. Those that are calling it hate speech, they're the ones that are the haters. They're the ones that are committing the crime, because all crime is motivated by hate. Going on. The language section banned various words and phrases that were considered to be offensive. Folks, did you know that you couldn't even say lousy, dang, or jerk during a movie in this country? Now you can't even go watch a movie, friends, even if it's G-rated, in many cases where you don't hear him cursing God. GD this and GD that. For some reason, it's a prerequisite that if you're going to make a movie in Hollywood, you have to curse God to your own demise, might I add.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Content in which was prohibited or allowed in a movie before it was actually released on the population in the United States of America. Murder scenes had to be filmed in a way that would discourage imitations in real life, and brutal killings could not be shown in detail. Folks, they have so far surpassed their lawful limitations that it sickens me. Revenge in modern times was not to be justified. The sanctity of marriage and the home had to be upheld. Movies could not imply the low forms of sex relationships that are accepted or common thing. For example, adultery, illicit sex, homosexuality, although recognized as sometimes necessary to the plot, could not be explicit or justified and were not supposed to be presented as an attractive option. Of course, that's all they do, friends. That's all they do is lie to the young people. Going on here, this portrayals of interracial marriage and procreation were forbidden in the United States of America. Scenes of passion were not to be introduced when not essential to the plot. Excessive and lustful kissing was to be avoided, along with other treatment that might be there to stimulate the lower and baser elements? Huh. The treatment of vulgarity, defined as low, disgusting, unpleasant, though not necessarily evil, subjects must be and subjected to the dictates of good taste. Capital punishment, third-degree methods, cruelty to children or animals was highly forbidden. Prostitution was highly forbidden. And surgical operations were to be handled with similar sensitivity. Just wanted to highlight that, friends, a branch off that topic so you could understand how far Hollywood has surpassed and violated and transgressed the laws within the United States of America. And again, friends, they're only doing what the American people allow them to do. So let's get on to the next portion of this program. Thomas Jefferson said, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. We went through some of the landmarks last week, which were, again, there to bear witness to the fact that we are a Christian nation, which nobody in their right mind can deny. I also went through the fact that we were a democracy and a republic, as I already shared with you. And I want to get on here because it was President Andrew Jackson, we stopped right here, that said that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Thomas Jefferson said the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. It's also been said by the ACLU, and I could go off on this for another 15 minutes, but the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, who is a communist organization and is a communist organization, Roger Baldwin said of the ACLU back in the 30s, in this country, friends, he said that the end of the ACLU is communism. They're always also the ones that most people reference to when they say, well, we can't talk about Jesus in a public school or in a public study. Really, can you tell me where in your Constitution, your Bill of Rights, your Declaration, or any other founding document in the United States of America where you're prohibited to do that? But on the contrary, when you read the First Amendment of Bill of Rights, what does it say? It says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of Christianity, religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. In other words, government has no business whatsoever trying to stifle free speech in this country, friends. And what are they doing today? Again, Thomas Jefferson said the Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Also keep in mind, he was the one that said there was an erected wall, basically drawing the line between the church and the state, barring the government from what it's doing today. Guess what these communist organizations have done, friends? They've used it against the law because, again, the American people don't know the law. In other words, America, the law's on your side. You've never lost the right. But until you know that and exercise the rights that God has bestowed upon you and fight the good fight of faith, you're not going to know the difference. They're going to continuously do the things that they've been allowed to do. Also keep in mind, going back to the third president of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson, also keep in mind that he's the guy that was the president of public schools in Washington, D.C., and he made it mandatory that Watts hymnals in the Bible were in there for school reading. So let's call it for what it is. And I want to tell you something too, friends. Over the last 15 years of this ministry, radio ministry, I have yet to receive one phone call from any one of these atheist organizations. One. You want to know why they don't call? Because they know what I'm telling you is exactly right on the money. Because I have the founding documents right next to me. What can they say against that? They always want to appeal to the debasers, stupefied senses of the American people who don't know the difference and furthermore, who don't care if they can express their religious liberties. That's why the school is so hard at work, friends, trying to stifle and dummy down the younger people into believing that they can only do whatever the state permits them to do. Really? Did our rights come from the state? No, they did not. They came from God. And our representatives operate on delegated authority that we have given to them. No more, no less. Matter of fact, Rob Boston from Americans United for Separation of Church and State, he wouldn't get on the radio with us. Senator Al Franken, he wouldn't get on the radio with us. These homosexuals that are trying their best to stifle America's First Amendments, but by claiming their victim status, friends, which I have yet to find, they won't get on the radio with me. The GLBT organizations, they won't get on the radio with me. Neither will the Council on American Islamic Relations, now that I'm speaking that. Folks, two peas in the same pod. Joel Solomony's Human Rights Campaign, he won't get on the radio with me. Out Front of Minnesota, he won't get on the radio with me. No, because they know that the law is not on their side. They just want to blog about guys like me, friends. They want you to believe the lie. That's what they want. And yet nobody goes to their outlets, yet everybody speaks accordingly. America, you hold the truth in unrighteousness. You say you believe one thing, but you let the enemy do the things that he wants to do contrary to what you say you believe. And I don't understand that. Keith Ellison, Minnesota congressman, the first individual in America to actually swear in on a Koran, he won't get on the radio with me. And by the way, if I was Keith Ellison, I wouldn't get on the radio with me neither. Media Matters, they won't get on the radio with me. Right Wing Watch, they won't get on the radio. Folks, we call these people on live radio. The only thing they know how to do is shout and shoot and play off the stupidities of the American people. They want you to be led to believe that they have a right to go ahead and stifle your rights, to step on your rights, to desecrate your rights. Friends, they have no business. They have no business whatsoever. And until the American people have had enough, nothing's going to change in this country. Nothing. Alexander Hamilton said, "For my own part, I sincerely esteem it the Constitution, a system which without the finger of God could never have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests." Then we went over to William Blackstone, Commentaries on the Laws of England, England Common Law, along with Charles Dean Montesquieu, and also with John Locke. He said, "No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God." Hey, folks, these organizations that I was just highlighting, do they conform to the law of God? No. They conform to a lawless communist country called Russia. And going back to Thomas Jefferson, furthermore, friends, also keep in mind lines between church and state. Again, it's nowhere found in the United States of America. Nowhere. Matter of fact, friends, I probably have some people listening to me right now that are involved in government or their attorneys, and they're saying to themselves, "Man, I thought it was there. Show me where it's at." 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You have to look at Article 52 in the USSR Constitution. That's Russia. You will find lines between church and state there, but you won't find it in America. Folks, it's communism. Folks, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. We spent a lot of time concerning the press and the lying press in the United States of America. If you want to listen concerning that topic, please go back a couple weeks to the podcast. We spent a whole weekend on that. As a matter of fact, Dr. Udo Ulfkott from Germany, he's a German editor and a journalist, he said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. They're taught to lie, to betray the people and not tell the truth to the public. He said the CIA gets control over all the majority of journalists. And if you want to know if that's true, just go to William Casey, CIA director under Reagan. He's the guy that said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is completely false." You know, I heard one of the candidates the other day said that we're going to begin to hold the controlled media, state-controlled media, liable. Folks, you do need to understand that free speech does not include endorsing anything that violates law. They can't lie. They don't have the right to lie. They don't have a right to put a jihad out on their on people's lives the way that they have with me over and over and over again. It's interesting to note, too, speaking of the media, how this presidential candidate said that, you know what, they're protected. Well, who are they protected by? They're protected by corrupt officials in the government. The state-controlled media. But again, friends, I want you to understand that law stands against the laws or the lawlessness in which they perpetuate. We spent some time a couple weeks ago as well on abortion. I don't need to tell you that's against the law, but isn't it interesting how we have these women, they put up the signs that say, "Stop the war on women," as they're selling their babies' body parts. Stop the war on women as they're killing the innocent child in their womb. Now just think if they listen to 1 Corinthians 6:9, where the Lord said, "Thou shalt not commit adultery and thou shalt not fornicate," that means sex before marriage. Guess what? If they would obey God in the first place, they wouldn't have been guilty of murder when they killed their own baby in the womb. Isn't that interesting? But they want to blame you for warring against them, friends. And it's completely sick every step of the way. We're going to get back to fear, oppression, bravery, courage, and valor. Okay? Right, when we get back, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The course. I'm trying to do my best to do just that as well, my friends. 1-866-582-9933. What about, you know, one of the things since September 11th, you know, why is it that the state-controlled narrative is to bring about fear and oppression concerning our enemies rather than bravery, courage, and valor, which is the very spirit of America? You ever ask yourself that question? Well, if you haven't, you should. And by the way, it's another sign of perfect judgment. Do you guys remember the Wizard of Oz? You know Toto the little dog, the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion, and the Straw Man? And, of course, Dorothy. Do you remember when they went to the wizard to meet the Wizard of Oz? And do you remember what they were using to intimidate that little crew? Wasn't it a big green mask? Wasn't it the Wizard of Oz? But it's interesting to note that Toto, that faithful little dog, what he did is he went and he got a little curious. And instead of being afraid of that big green Wizard of Oz, what did he do? He went and he pulled the curtain back from the old man behind the controls. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Hey, America, Here, let me put on a let me ring this bell for you real quick, okay? This country doesn't take counsel from its fears, but the state-controlled narrative is to throw fear and oppression on you concerning your enemies. And I want to tell you why that is, because we've seen some of the columns that just came out, national news, concerning the fact that in Europe right now, Janet Merkel and the French president or prime minister, and in other countries in Europe right now, they're actually leveraging the Muslims against their own people. Why are they using that? Because it's a political tool, it's a battering ram to bring the people about to submission to the will of corrupt government. Don't doubt me, friends. Don't doubt me. And the proof is in the pudding. Since September 11th, they're constantly throwing on the American people fear, oppression, ISIS this, ISIS that, ISIS this. Again, ask yourself the question, who does ISIS work for, friends? Who created ISIS? It always works for government. Remember what our forefather, the father of our Constitution, said, James Madison, the fourth president. He said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. What is it that we didn't understand through that statement in which he made? They were throwing off a tyrant across the pond. Who would know better as to what a tyrant does than our forefathers? As a matter of fact, when you read the Declaration of Independence, it itemizes his offenses towards the people called our forefathers that established this country. There's nothing new under the sun, friends. But going back to the Wizard of Oz, Toto, the faithful little dog, pulls the curtain back and he finds the old little weakling behind the controls trying to scare the people into submission. Hello, America! And we already know that in this country, the media cannot be trusted. Samuel Adams in 1772 in the Committee of Correspondence said, tell Americans their rights and how their rights have been violated. By the way, Samuel Adams was one of the Sons of Liberty. James Otis, Patrick Henry, John Hancock, John Adams. Any of these names ring a bell, friends? They were the ones keeping the light on. These were the ones that were preaching from the housetops. These were the ones that were warning the colonies concerning the criminal across the pond. Now, America, he's in the White House. Tell Americans their rights and how their rights have been violated. Number two, tell Americans what they should do because their rights have been violated. Fight the good fight of faith. Stand up and defend. Resistance is obedience to God when you resist the tyrant, friends. Oh, that's just a little too radical. No, radical is what you're letting your government get away with, let me tell you. Number three is get flashes across the colonies. That's exactly what I'm doing. Back in 2008, can anybody answer this question for me? Back in 2008, there was 312,511,424 people in the United States of America. During the presidential candidate in the races that were taking place across the country concerning the presidential race in 2008, how many candidates did Americans have to choose from? Most people only heard John McCain, who's repulsive. He's an absolute joke. As a matter of fact, the veterans call him Songbird McCain. Friends, and who else? Barack Hussein Obama. Folks, did you know that there was 15 other candidates? There was also other candidates that are not even worthy of bringing them up. Nothing whatsoever, friends. I'm not even going to bring up their names because they're just that debased. But why is it that you only heard about two? Friends, why is it that Donald Trump's up there? Why is it that Marco Rubio's up there, besides his ties with George Soros? Who's paying for all this? They say it costs $250 million for someone to run for the president of the United States of America. I didn't know that that's what it took. I mean, we know Donald Trump is in the position that he is because daddy left him over $200 million. We already know that. Folks, so what's the message? If you don't have the money, then you can't run? And friends, what's interesting to note is, and what you need to pay attention to is, who's supporting these candidates? Well, it takes money to run a presidential campaign. I agree. But I just said, go back and find out who's actually funding these campaigns. That should tell you a whole lot about what's going on. Oh, my goodness. Wasn't it Adolf Hitler that said, how fortunate for those in power that people never think? And you know what's sick about it, friends? They loved him for it. They loved him for it. And by the way, much of the allegiance given to Adolf Hitler, so when I'm saying they loved him for it, they loved him for it in a sense of iniquity, lawlessness. And for those that didn't love him for it, they were put into submission to love him for it. Friends, I want you to think about this. Someone had a fight. Someone had to bleed. And someone had to die to give you the freedoms in which you have today. There's freedom nowhere where someone first hasn't sacrificed themselves to give it. And it all starts with none other than the Christ. So in other words, freedom is not free. Freedom is the right to do what the law permits, right? And freedom was given to do the right thing. It wasn't given unto us to do the wrong thing. As a matter of fact, if you go to the oath taken concerning our military, I want you to listen carefully. This is the oath. It's very similar to that of the politicians who serve we the people. I, my name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and that I will, this is what it says, and that I will and faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which I'm about to enter, so help me God. With their hand raised. Now, going back, just so you understand, when President Washington swore in concerning his oath to serve and to protect the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, do keep in mind that he was the one that was fighting the Revolutionary War. Okay? Also keep in mind his hand was up in the air, his other hand was on the Bible. When he was done with his oath, he kissed the Bible. And guess what it was open to? Deuteronomy 28. The blessings and the curses. Okay? Life, liberty, and all those who threaten it. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of all who threaten it. Yeah, absolutely. Daniel Webster said, hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world. What are they trying to create now, friends? What are they trying to create now? I mean, folks, we're seeing it more and more and more and more. On a daily basis, we're watching from the White House and this administration aid and abet the sworn enemies of America more openly and more blatantly on a daily basis. And the American people have the audacity to sit here and believe anything that comes from the White House? Wow. Wow. Especially when they have identified you and defined you out, America, as being the enemies. Just look at the DHS statement. Department of Homeland Security. Wow, wow, wow. Whole lot of stupid people in this country, that's for sure. You guys ever heard of the grass doesn't work, the rocks do? There's the true story of a little boy who went up in a tree and he started to steal apples from an old man's apple orchard. The old man came over to him and said, hey, I want you to get out of my apple tree. Quit stealing away my apples. Little boy looked at him, took a bite of the apple, swished it around in his mouth as he turned and looked at the old man and began to laugh at him. What do you really think I'm getting out of this tree, dude? I can eat any amount of these apples that I want to eat. The old man picked up some grass and he started to throw them at the young boy in hopes to get him out of the tree. That only encouraged the little boy to steal all the more. So the old man said, listen, if the grass doesn't work, the rocks will do. So what he did is he picked up some rocks and he started to pelt the young boy out of the tree. The little boy jumped out of the tree and implored the old man's forgiveness. Because the point is, friends, the grass doesn't work, the rocks do. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Hold on, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Hour 2 coming up on the other side.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.